The city's first cycle tracks have been installed in North Seattle. They're designated bike lanes separated from car traffic by a parking strip. KUOW's Megan Walker stopped by to see how bicyclists and drivers were faring.
Linden Avenue is a quiet side street just off Aurora Avenue North. It's the site of the city's first official cycle track, designated to keep drivers and bicyclists completely separated from one another. Michael O'Brien is commuting to work at the UW on his bike, and he loves it.
I think this is awesome. It feels a lot safer. I've noticed a lot more families out on the road. You see a lot of moms and dads now, especially on Saturday and Sunday. I really like all the artwork. It's a beautiful ride on a nice day. It's gorgeous.
But other cyclists, like Kurt Litzinger, aren't so sure it's necessary.
No, I don't feel any safer riding with on this, like, two-block stretch of road that has this thing. Maybe this section's safer, but this wasn't exactly a section I was that worried about to begin with.
To be clear, the cycle track spans between North 128th and North 141st Streets. The track runs along the eastern side of the street and features bright green boxes at intersections and driveways to alert drivers. It's separated from two-way car traffic by a row of parked cars. It even has its own traffic signal at intersections, featuring a green glowing bicycle when it's safe to go. Knut Berger, a writer for Crosscut, studies urban design history in Seattle. He says the cycle tracks are a good first step, but
I don't think anything works overnight. When bikes were introduced to the city, there was a big struggle between bikes and wagons. When cars were introduced to Seattle, there was a big struggle between wagons, horses, and cars. There were various policy responses to, you know, trying to sort out chaos on the roads and bring some level of civility.
The tracks are meant to put drivers at ease because they're separated from the bike lane. But some are worried about having to navigate the new configuration. Anna Morales works right next to the new bike lanes.
So I've seen a couple of, like, weird little near misses and stuff. So that kind of gives me a little bit of anxiety and kind of wanting to be more careful.
Other neighborhoods that could see cycle tracks in the future include Capitol Hill and the Ballard to Downtown corridor. For KUOW News, I'm Megan Walker.